On New Year's Eve, a terrifying blaze threatened the community of Kombiyimba, and Jock Millich was stationed at his home with a water tanker and pumps, preparing to defend his property. But with no communications and just a radio tuned to the ABC, he knew that he had to get a message to his mum that he was okay.
There you go.
Hey, take me back to that day. Can you tell me about the apprehension that you felt?
Well, it was basically the fear of the unknown, really. But the time it got to us, the smoke was that bad, we couldn't see any flames. We couldn't see no flames or nothing for 3 days. Just total blackness. Yeah, total blackness and just the noise. It came in like a whirlwind into the valley, then went around the valley. But we were lucky in the valley itself. The valley floor was still just green enough to not burn too readily.
What was the sound like?
Oh, it was like a jet engine roar.
Yeah.
But really loud. And yeah, the blackness was the unscary part of it. 10 o'clock in the morning, you had to have a torch.
Yeah.
Just to see the footpath. Just continuous blackness. We couldn't see. We knew the mountains around us were on fire. You could feel the warmth coming off them. But we couldn't see a flicker of flame anywhere.
You were cut off, though.
Oh, we had no communications for days. And, yeah, well, nobody even knew what was happening in here for days. Because, yeah, no phones, no nothing.
How did you know what was going on? I understand you had a little radio.
Yeah, well, we had a little battery-operated radio like I always use. And, yeah, just kept listening to the ABC and the reports. We could hear what was happening. We could hear the Cairn River. It was under threat. Poor old Club Terrace had totally gone.
Mm.
And, yeah, well, the roads were cut. There's trees all over the road, so we just had to sit and wait it out. Yeah, no, it was only for the ABC reports that we knew anything.
Now, once that immediate danger passed, you
yep.
started thinking about your mum. Iris.
Well, I knew she'd be very worried about us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the neighbour was going up on top of the mountain to get mobile reception to his wife. And I said, well, tell her to give a call out in the ABC and just let them know that we're alive and we're going to be all right. No worries, everything's gone past us. And she put the shout out on for us.
Your mum, Iris, is on the other phone, I think. Are you there, Iris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Were you worried about your young lads when that fire descended?
I was, but he kept saying to me, Mum, we'll never burn, don't worry. I know this forest, it will not burn. Oh, gee, I got a shock when I went out there. I cried going around the mountain when I said, a beautiful mountain, all gone. I couldn't believe what I was witnessing, and he had the cheek. Turn around and say, Mum, nothing could burn here. I could not believe it. But we are very lucky.
What was your concern as you heard that fire was roaring into the place where your son was, Iris, and you knew that the communications had been cut?
Well, I was worried, of course. But he did say in August, Mum, we're in for a big fire this year. He said, because we've never had fires this early, ever. So it was true. It happened.
You couldn't get through to him. How did you find out, ultimately, that he was okay?
Well, the ABC rang the bush nurse. The bush nurse ran across the road to a lady that knew me and Peter. I can't think of her name at the moment. And she rang another man. And I was looking over at the school for a friend and walking around the street, and this car followed me. And I said, what's this car doing? It's following me everywhere I go. And then all of a sudden it pulled up beside me and he sang out, is your name Iris? And I said, yes. He said, oh, I've been looking for you. And I said, oh, what for? He said, we've just heard from your son out of Kombiyimba. He rang the ABC and asked us to look for you, so we found you. But Peter said to tell you everything's fine, not to worry.
Peter, you were determined to get your message across and you did it.
Yeah, no, that was a good thing. I knew she'd worried until she heard about it.
But he didn't tell me how bad it was, though. He knows how to handle the little fires, but I don't think he's been in one that big, though, before.
So what was it like when you two were finally able to catch up with each other?
Oh, yeah, I was relieved to see her. I knew she'd be well looked after amongst the Cairn River community.
Oh, definitely. They're marvellous here. We're only a small community, but everybody looks after everybody.